Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Zenaya. How may I help you?
Hey, I have a delivery coming today, and you've left me a voicemail. You have my old address.
Okay, let's see here. Could you provide me with the zip code for that older address?
48910.
48910. Thank you. Give me one moment here. Can I have you just confirm the name and the address that's on the ticket for me?
I'm sorry, what is it that you need?
The name and the address that's on the ticket.
I don't know what address is on the ticket. It was, you guys brought it to me before and then they packed it up because it had a scratch on it. And now I'm still waiting for the same scratched one to come back. My name's Jacqueline Trelore, and I don't know what address you want. The address that you left me a message, my old address is 4512 Alpha.
Okay, that does seem to be open.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what's that correct address supposed to be?
4130 Nixon Road, NIXON Road in Diamonddale.
And that's a different zip code as well?
It is, 48821.
Okay. The only thing is that I can't officially update the ticket because our system won't let us change the zip code, and so it'll still be going to the incorrect area. What I can do is inform the tech, however, that that is the wrong address on the ticket and see if we can get an update, but I would advise it's best to contact Best Buy as well so they can update the ticket within the system.
Okay, please tell me this isn't going to be delayed again. I bought this in November, and it got delayed once, and then your guys brought it to me a couple of weeks ago, and it had a little dent in it, and they packed it up and took it away, and somebody was supposed to call me because there was a new one. Nobody called, nobody called, nobody called. I called Best Buy. Finally, they get it worked out, and they are going to deliver it in March. And I'm like, this is absurd. Give me my dryer. So today, they finally worked it out where I'm going to get my dryer with the dent in it. And now it's going to the wrong address. I'm beside myself if I don't get this dryer today. So who do I need to talk to make sure I get it?
I would say go ahead and call. I'm going to place it on a recall so I can call the tech. That way he's aware that there's going to be an address update. Go ahead as soon as you get off the phone with me and contact Best Buy. If they can't fix it in the regular customer service, try to get someone from the delivery department.
So and then you're going to put me on hold and talk to the tech, because last time when the tech was here, he called your company, and I got disconnected while I was on the phone with you twice, and nobody called me back. So I'm really nervous here that I'm going to not get anywhere again. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to lose my patience, but I've been so patient with this. It's ridiculous. I spent so much money with Best Buy, and I'm getting treated like a second-rate citizen here. I'm sorry. I know it's not your fault. I'm just so frustrated.
Oh,
on
no,
top
I'm...
of it, the dishwasher that was just installed is leaking all over my bottom, and I don't even know where to start with that. I just want to get my dryer first, and I guess I'll deal with that nightmare. Sorry, I'm so frustrated. I don't mean to take this out on you.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay.
Was the dishwasher installed by XPO?
Yes.
And it is leaking? When was your initial installation?
I don't know. We moved in... It was January 26th, I believe. Sorry, I have to think. So it leaks all over the bottom of the counter, and then when it's at the end of the cycle, the door opens.
Oh, let's see here. If I can give me one moment, let me call the tech. That way he knows there's an address update. I'll look into finding that ticket. Let's see.
Okay, thank you.